For some people, maybe.
Seems like I was just talking about this.
That's been a whole week, then, since we last heard...
Yes, it is time for our Business of the Week. It is sponsored by Genesis Painting, coloring your home and your business. And a big congrats this week to our Business of the Week is Settlers Bank. And on the line with us, well, first off, we'll have David Fink, founder and president, and we have Tom Spitz on the bench.
Okay, he's the CEO, yeah.
Good morning, David.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Ah, good. Fabulous.
Excellent.
Settlers Bank, what's your history in the Madison area?
Well, we started right at the end of 2007. We started up in the DeForest area, and we started out as primarily a business bank, and now we've evolved to mortgage and what we call wealth banking.
I always wonder how a bank just, you know, late in the game, we always think of these farmers and merchants, the ones that have been around since forever. What makes you decide to just go start up a bank?
Well, that's a really good question. We get that all the time. Probably the biggest thing is that at that point in our careers, we thought that we probably could do it better, and we think that we have. And we started out with a clean slate and decided that we're going to take all our years of experience and just do things the way that we thought our customers would like them to be done.
Now, you were saying, David, that you're expanding to mortgage and wealth banking. What is wealth banking? Do you want to handle that, or do you want to have Tom do that, whatever
is... Tom can take that.
Sure.
Hey.
Tom, the question I asked was, you're expanding to mortgage and wealth banking. What exactly is wealth banking?
Wealth banking is primarily the loan side of taking care of affluent customers. What we find in the mortgage business is that very large, jumbo-sized loans take a very complicated structure, and our bankers take the work out of that for the borrower. What we really focus on is making it simple and easy for people to get the loans that they need.
And, you know, David was saying that you guys decided to start up a bank of your own, just doing things the way you would like to see it done. How so? What's the difference?
The difference is that banking is changing. People don't come into offices as often. They want simple access, easy access to their information. And when it's appropriate, they want their banker to come to visit them where they are. So we rethought the whole process to make sure that our bankers were mobile enough to get to our customers and that we had the technology to make the transactions easy for our customers.
Now, what does the future hold for Settlers Bank? And again, we're talking now with Tom Spitz, who's the CEO.
Yeah, we have been growing really well. This has been a really vibrant market. We love the whole Madison-Dane County area. It's been great for us. We do some business throughout really the state and have some activity around the country. So we've been bringing an awful lot of that economic vitality here. We've been enjoying what's going on in Madison, and we've been creating jobs here for people in Madison because our reach can go a little bit beyond the borders. So we will just continue to grow with the market and pay attention to the trends that people want and try and deliver that fast and easy.
All right. Well, Tom, and tell David, thank you as well. Congrats for being our Business of the Week. You can nominate your business by logging onto our website, wiba.com, and enter keyword business. Also, all of the winners and their pictures can be found online at wiba.com. The Business of the Week is sponsored by Genesis Painting, coloring your home and your business, and the gorgeous plaques are courtesy of Vondra Engraving. It is now 7:56 here on 1310 WIBA.